This goes to Jennifer Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T, A, capital P, like Paul, R, like Randy, N, like November. Fax 989-463-2249. Regarding Karen Smith, date of birth 1/8/1956. Dear Miss Barnhart, this is a consultation for Mrs. Smith with progressive elevation of creatinine. That was noted November 15th of 2023. She had been ranging in the 1 and the 0.9 range, about 54 EGFR. And then November 15th of 23, creatinine increased unexpectedly up to 1.72 with a GFR of 32. And lab was repeated 1/3 of 24, creatinine's again higher at 1.95, estimated GFR now 28. She's not having any symptoms associated with the worsening creatinine as expected. She probably would not have symptoms. She had been on meloxicam only 1 to 2 months for left knee pain that she was having last year, and she has not been on it for several months. So she's not used long-term oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And she denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. She rarely has nocturia, and if she does, it's only once a night. Usually none. No time per night does she get up. No history of kidney stones, no UTI history, no blood clots or pulmonary embolism history, no liver problems, no history of vasculitis, no syncopal episodes. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, COPD, anemia of chronic disease, bilateral knee pain, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Past surgical history, she's had a tubal ligation and a right knee meniscus repair several years ago. Social history, she quit smoking in 1986. Prior to that, she smoked about 10 years. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She's married and lives with her husband, and she is retired. Family history is significant for diabetes, cancer, COPD, heart disease, and hypothyroidism. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications. Trelegy Ellipta 100/62.5/25 microgram, one inhalation daily. Prevacid 15 milligram daily. Hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram once daily. And albuterol inhaler as needed for rescue wheezing or shortness of breath. Rarely used. Physical exam, height is 63 inches, weight 205 pounds, pulse 85, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 80. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no edema. Pulses are 2+, warm, toes and feet, and brisk capillary refill, and full sensation in feet and toes. And labs, the most recent labs were done 1/3 of 24. As previously stated, the creatinine was 1.95 with estimated GFR of 28, albumin 4.1, calcium 9, sodium 138, potassium 4, carbon dioxide 28, phosphorus 3.6, intact parathyroid hormone unexpectedly elevated at 318.8, urine negative for blood, negative for protein, positive urine esterase, probably a very mild UTI. Hemoglobin is 11.8, normal white count, and normal platelets. And then we have labs 11, 15, 23, the creatinine 1.72, calcium was 8.3, albumin 3.9, normal electrolytes, the hemoglobin 11.1 with the normal white count, normal platelets, 5:17 of 23, creatinine 1.2 with estimated GFR of 50, 11:16 of 22, creatinine was 1.0, GFR 55, 4:19 of 22, creatinine 1.1, GFR 50, 1:11 of 22, creatinine 1.2 with a GFR of 45. And then in 2014, the creatinine 0.7, which was greater than 60. Assessment and plan. Acute renal failure that is rapidly progressive. Also hypertension and mild anemia. We've asked the patient to repeat the labs this week. We suspect we'll be doing them monthly thereafter. We're going to check immunofixation, free light chains. We want a urine creatinine to protein ratio. I'm going to repeat parathyroid hormones, do that elevated intact parathyroid hormone, as well as renal chemistries. We have scheduled her for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. And that is on Wednesday, January 31st at 9 a.m. We've asked her to stop the Prevacid, the protein pump inhibitor, which is known to cause tubular interstitial nephritis. We can substitute histamine blockers such as Pepcid if needed, but for now we'd like her to stop the Prevacid. And if the creatinine level continues to rise, or if we all the studies are negative with a progressive rise in renal or creatinine level and decline in renal function, she may need a kidney biopsy. And she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 6 weeks. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.